Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Well, we got a good show for you guys.
Yeah. Today we talked about everything we did on the 4th of July, right, which wasn't much, spoiler alert.
Right.
And we're going to teach you guys how to be good parents like
That's
us.
That's right. Exactly.
How to have conversations about drinking.
All right. But first, let's tell you guys about Tommy John's ultra breathable underwear and bras, by the way.
Yeah.
Cool cotton underwear for men and women. Okay. And it's like having your own AC for your body. Okay. That's how great it is.
Yes. I love Tommy John.
It's so soft and so cool, especially in the summertime. It's got the natural cotton, the enhanced airflow. It evaporates sweat fast. But and on top of all that, it's the softest piece of material you're ever going to feel. So you can upgrade to Tommy John today with all your – get all your underwear and T-shirts on board with Tommy John. Tommy John is so confident in their underwear that if you don't love your first pair, you can get a full refund with the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's guaranteed free by going to TommyJohn.com/FCOL and you'll get 20% off site-wide.
That's TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off site-wide. Tommy John. com/FCOL. See site for details.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. For those of you who caught my live stream stand-up recently, you know we partnered with Live by Live to make that show available free of charge. And Live by Live has so much more to offer. Remember what MTV used to be? When M stood for music? That's what Live by Live is, but it's much better. The all-in-one music app provides live streaming concerts, thousands of streaming radio stations, expertly curated and in every genre of music, podcasts like The Adam Carolla Show, and tons of original music and entertainment content. Our friends at Live by Live offer to give fans of my podcast 2 months free of Live by Live Plus, which gets you no ads and unlimited audio skips. Just go to livexlive.com. and search for Adam Carolla, or get the Live X Live app. That's livexlive.com, or download the Live X Live app to start listening to music and watching the very best concerts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? It's For Crying Out Loud.
It sure is.
It sure is, Stephanie.
Happy Monday.
Yes, it's Monday.
Monday after the 4th. What a crazy 4th.
Oh,
so much
God.
Happening.
Woo!
I mean, the beaches were closed. God, just
spent
wow.
the day with the family.
You did?
Doing nothing. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it.
So did we.
Yeah, it was a boring weekend.
Well, let's say hi to our
spoiler
$25 word. Shout out.
Yes.
People who we so appreciate, like Amy Hunt.
Aw, Amy. She's usually last. That was nice of you to do that.
I went backwards.
Mm-hmm.
What about Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell?
Those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember we said a happy birthday?
Yes.
And they were both on that call?
Right.
Oh, I got a nice message.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Saying
They're
happy birthday
sweet.
To me.
Oh, happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you. And Angie Saldivar.
Angie.
My friend Abby. And Gabby Fonseca and Missy Schaefer.
I saw them last night on the boulevard. I was celebrating.
Michelle McKibben.
What's up, Michelle?
What's up, girl? Rebecca Lubin.
Didn't see her on the boulevard.
Mm-mm, no, she's not. She's not like that. Nope. Kelly Brandt, she's not your aunt.
Nah,
she's
not, yeah.
way cooler
yes.
than even your coolest aunt. Randy Mae Ames, she's got one too many names.
I saw her on the boulevard. She had one shoe missing. She was just walking around with one flip-flop.
And her blue hair.
And her blue hair.
Blue hair don't care. Mm-hmm. Ishan Vajpayee.
He had both shoes on.
He's cute.
I love Ishan.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker.
Ah, Stephanie.
I'm teaching a writing class,
mm-hmm.
and it starts tomorrow. I don't like to call it a class because I don't like to be – I lead a workshop.
Right.
And she's doing it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she's doing it, and it's the first one's tomorrow, Tuesday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Krista Stroop. What's up?
What's up, Krista? Don't want to take Stephanie's class?
Rachel Latecomer.
What's up, Rachel?
Lisa Demino White.
What's up?
Hi, Lisa. And – Hiro Yamashita in for another month. Not Father's Day. Just
for the heck of it.
Yeah, just hi. What's up?
They love us.
And Dave and all the kids. What's up, you guys?
What's up? That's nice.
So 4th of July.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. That's about what, well, you didn't do anything.
We really didn't do anything. In fact, it was honestly like hours into the day before I was like, oh shit, today's July 4th. Right?
Yes.
Very different than years past.
Right.
Well, actually, not that different. No, I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah.
Not that different.
But it was your birthday this weekend.
July 5th.
Okay. So, yeah. Like, your cousin, you and cousin Sal have the same birthday.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Julie, our friend Julie, friend of the show.
Yes.
Her birthday is July 4th.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Julie, okay. So, the beach is, as you know.
Right.
I like the mug.
You like the mug?
It says woke.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I need one.
I know.
That's really funny. It has a double meaning.
Yeah.
It's a coffee
it's
cup
a coffee
that says woke.
That says woke. That's right.
I love it.
Thanks.
I'm going to steal
mine.
It.
Who
I'm
going to
steal
it.
Who's, yeah. I need it.
Oh, no. That's one of my favorite mugs around here.
Okay.
You're not allowed.
Oh, geez. Okay. That just reminded me of a topic. This is how professional we are.
Pull back the curtain.
I'm like, what are we going to talk about?
Julie, yeah.
And then stuff always comes up. Yeah, so Julie, like you, was like teasing me with a little like, hey, maybe invite the family over to swim. And I was like, yeah, I'd be totally into it. You know, that sounds good. And then I said, because this is my life now, I was like, okay, but, you know, got to be home. Like, we have to be home with Penelope at a certain time.
Right.
Here's the thing. I used to be able to bring Penelope to her house.
Yeah.
It was really great. Penelope and her dog, her OG dog, Fritz, right. got along. Fritz is super
Fritz.
Mellow.
That's
but
a good
then
name.
They got a puppy named Chloe.
Not so mellow?
Kind of a little bitch. Like, no, I love Chloe. She's really sweet, but she's like teeny tiny, super territorial, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And She doesn't like Penelope much. Well, Penelope is a dog that likes to make herself at home wherever
right.
she is.
Right.
She's like, oh, there's a couch I haven't laid on before.
Yeah.
Well, here I go. Let me break it in for you. So, you know, when people are like, oh, I don't really want the dog on the couch.
Right.
You know, which I totally get.
Yeah.
But then I have to police Penelope
right.
the whole time going, I know that's cool at our house because we live like in
right.
trash.
Right.
But not everybody's cool with dogs on the couch.
Yeah.
Penelope.
Right.
But she's like, what? So she will go and hop on your couch if she goes in your house.
Does she? I love that. I'm fine with that.
But Chloe.
Feels all over the place.
Yeah. But Chloe is like, absolutely not. Get the fuck off my couch.
Right.
And we'll start like acting like. And Penelope will. Is kind of scared.
Yeah.
But if you come for Penelope, she's going to come for you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like,
can't push me around.
She's like, I'll take it, but you've taken it too far now.
Right.
Like, that's too far. Here's the line. You just crossed it. And then they'll
right.
go after. So after one time of that, of having to spend all my energy splitting them apart.
Yeah.
I was like, well, she never came over anymore.
Does Penelope eat the food too? Like sometimes you bring the dog to the people's house and they see kibble in the bowl.
No, she won't.
Oh. Oh, yeah. She's picky eater.
Picky eater.
That's right.
She'll
devour it.
Oh, yeah. No, she won't. She just kind of like keeps to herself wherever she is. She wants to be pet and then she
right.
wants to go lay in a corner.
Right.
It's, you know, it's hard with dogs because it's such an interesting thing. Like, we've talked about this before, but a lot of people are very different the way they think about dogs.
Right.
People that aren't super dog people.
Yeah.
Like, when I bring Penelope to my brother and sister-in-laws, they've had cats and they're lovely. They love me. They let us bring Penelope, but I always feel a little awkward. But the thing is, they live in Valencia.
Right.
So when we go there, it's a big kashaw.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be there for a few hours
right.
if it's Thanksgiving. And I'm a dog person. I don't like to leave Penelope at home for 8 hours.
I know.
Like, so I like to bring her.
Right.
She's part of our family. And they always let me, but I always feel like they don't,
I know
they don't like her on the couch.
Right.
And she thinks that it's her house.
Right.
So she gets on the couch. And I know that my sister-in-law is really trying to not say anything.
Yeah.
Because she's a lovely person, but yeah. I know she really wants to be like, oh, can you not have the dog on the couch?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
I know.
So then I fight with this thing of like knowing that my sister-in-law doesn't love that Penelope's on the couch, but also not wanting to constantly be kicking her off the couch.
Right.
And just hoping, like, hopefully she'll just get over it and be cool.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law. Yeah,
right.
Because it's just happening.
Yeah.
But then I know the next time I still have to ask. Like, I don't want to ever just show up with the dog.
Right.
Like, assuming.
Right, right.
But then when I ask, I know my sister-in-law is having a little internal dialogue in her of going like, dog's going to be on our fucking couch.
Right.
Okay, sure, of course. Of course you can bring that.
Yeah.
So then
right.
I know that she knows that I know that.
Yes. There's just some people that you gotta navigate, and then you have to think of, is it worth bringing him or
right.
is it not?
Right.
You know, do I want to be chasing him? Like, we would bring Phil every Christmas Eve to the Christmas Day to the Garagoses.
Right.
And we're there like for a couple hours.
Right.
And only Phil at home. So we bring them, and they love Phil. They
right.
have two, you know, some like husky and another black lab they had named Kobe, which he died. But yeah, they had the husky likes to play, still kind of a puppy. So Phil goes over there. But then what happens is Phil ends up in the hospital the next morning because Phil likes to party too hard.
Right.
And just eat everything in
right.
sight.
Right.
Gets into the trash with the other dog, eats through styrofoam with the other dog. Mm. And it's like and then, of course, the parents, Mark and Paulette, are like, that's so cute. It's fine. Even though they made a big mess, it's fine. We'll clean it up. No, no, no. I'm like, no, I don't care about the mess. What I care about is that thing that's going to end up in his stomach that's
right.
going to be needed to be carved out eventually at a vet hospital in 2 days. You
right,
know?
Right.
So then it's like, is it because then I don't want to keep track of Phil. So what? Like, they put the dogs outside. They'll play. Well, all right. They play. And then they don't come back for hours.
Right.
And then Phil's, you know, blue
right.
in the face. Like,
and then it becomes your job.
Right. Uh-huh.
An extra job at the
right.
party.
Right. Yeah.
Babysitting. It's then
yes.
it's like having little kids again,
chasing after them.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So how are we getting on this dog 4th of July?
Because.
Yeah. Because you
Oh, I know. Because I can't bring Penelope to Julie. So I said to Julie, hey, only thing is we can't bring Penelope, and I don't want her. The thing was is I wouldn't mind leaving her home, of course,
yeah.
normally for a few hours, but
right.
Not on 4th of July.
Right.
I just don't – I never know 100% if she's going to be upset by the fireworks.
Right.
She was the first year we had her, but then she's been sort of fine, but then this year was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of fireworks just going off constantly.
Right.
So I knew we weren't going to leave her – anyway, Julie said – oh, well, let's do it like from like 12 to 5, like
mm-hmm.
not at night.
Yeah.
Great. Then never heard from her again because she went to San Diego.
Oh. Yeah. Adam was going to go out of town and it
right.
got canceled.
Oh, it did get canceled.
Yeah. So yeah. he stayed home and he was like, well, why don't we just the four of us have a hot dog party? Which means he makes the hot dog. He makes the mess. And, you know, which is cute. It's fine. At least I don't have to think about dinner. He takes care of it.
Right.
So he makes hot dogs. But then the kids are like, all right, hot dog party. And then, but then he was like, let's take a drive, too. Okay. So we take a drive. We go down to Malibu and see all the people at the beaches. Like,
oh, they were there?
People, it was packed. We went through Canaan, like down from Zuma, down PCH to
right.
the 10 or whatever, and it just packed the whole way in a lot of traffic. Just people out, don't give a fuck. They had zero fucks. It was like, is the beaches open or just people don't care? I guess they don't care because the beaches were supposed to be closed.
They were closed.
Yeah, well. The beaches were packed.
Oh, my God. That's yeah. crazy.
And you heard fireworks until like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
just
it was
kept
crazy.
Going. Yeah. Ban the fireworks and there's even more fireworks. Isn't
mm-hmm.
that interesting how that works?
Yep.
All right.
So interesting.
Yeah, so we didn't do anything either.
Let's talk about Purple Mattress, right? And then we'll have like
yeah, let's talk about Purple.
Purple Mattress.
Company.
They are. So they sent us a little sample of their technology
yeah.
to like hold in your hand and squeeze. Yes. And I thought it was so interesting because it really does feel like new mattress technology.
Right.
Like yes. it's firm, but it's also squeezable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like squishy. It molds to your body.
Right.
But then springs right back.
Yeah. I know. I think it's interesting.
It adapts. I wasn't even looking at the paper. I was literally just telling you my personal experience with it.
The thing, yeah.
And then I saw that it says it instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style.
Yeah. It's yeah. true. I mean, they sent us one a few years ago, and it's a great mattress. I mean, you can tell the difference between a purple mattress and other mattress. No baloney. It's a big difference, and it's very comfortable. And they make it with this, you know, like you said, the technology. It's got these like little open air channels that keeps the temperature neutral, which mm-hmm. is cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Purple is so confident in what they do that every Purple mattress comes with free shipping, mm-hmm. which you know I love, and returns, and a risk-free 100-night trial. So experience the next evolution of sleep. Go to purple.com/FCOL and use promo code FCOL. For a limited time, you'll get $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/FCOL, promo code FCOL, for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply.
Nice.
Yeah. So, okay, so that was the fourth.
Right.
So you didn't really go to the beach. You went, came back home.
Yeah, we just drove. We just took a drive. And yeah, and then Friday was like everybody's day off. Adam was home. You know, not much going on Friday. I don't even remember. I was driving Natalia around. She wanted to make a slip and slide in the driveway. So she wanted to buy a tarp at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And tape them together and make
like a homemade slip and slide.
Yes. And then she bought
like a DIY slip and slide.
Exactly. That you see on like TikTok. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then she TikTok. Bought like the, she bought the soap, you know, to, so you spray the thing down and then you soap it, you just lather it up. And then, but I'm like, on the driveway, you're going to go down the concrete. That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's why we got a raft and some boogie boards. I was like, okay, have at it. And they did. They had a good time.
I feel like TikTok is the only reason kids ever get off video games.
Right.
It's like the only reason they do anything is to put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
No. Or because they saw it on TikTok.
Right. Exactly.
And all music now leads back to TikTok.
Anything
you hear,
right.
Xandra will be like, oh, that's a TikTok song. Oh, that song
right.
was big on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was going to save this for Friday. I was listening to some of the songs that they're playing, these girls in the car, and I'm like appalled by some of the lyrics.
Oh, remember we did a show about that like a year ago because I was driving the kids home and remember we played one of them. It was like Travis Scott or whatever, and it was all about your pussy.
Yes.
Yes. Remember? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm very scandalized, but I have to keep a straight face. Like, I'm like, no, this is fine.
Right.
Yeah, this is totally normal music for your mom to be listening to.
Like, so she was listening to an R. Kelly. So let me just share these lyrics. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. I know what you're going to think. This song, Ignition by R. Kelly. And also because it's R. Kelly. So he's singing
Why is R. Kelly still a thing?
I don't know.
Didn't we discuss cancel culture and the fact that some people should be canceled?
Right.
Hello?
R. Kelly,
there's a whole fucking show about R. Kelly raping underage girls and peeing on people. Why is he still a thing?
I know. I was listening to the lyrics and I was like, who sings this? And she's like, R. Kelly. And I was like,
why?
Why? I know. I don't know. This song
like,
called
I'm sorry,
Ignition.
But Bill Cosby's not like doing shows. Like you
right.
don't we're not going like, hey, did you hear the new Bill Cosby bit?
Right.
Like no, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And it's the same reason R. Kelly should not be we should not be having discussions about R. Kelly's. I mean, we should.
Right.
But in general, one should not ever find it necessary because he shouldn't be putting out songs.
I know. And a 14-year-old girl to be listening, these 14-year-olds are listening to R. Kelly. And he's singing like, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you, the way you do those things. I got trying to get you up to the hotel. You must be a football coach the way you got me playing the field. Yeah, and then he's trying to get the girl in the car. Give me that toot toot. Give me that beep beep. It's like
he's not even trying to hide it.
No, he's not.
He's like, hey, little, hey, Miss 13 years old, yes. Get in my car.
Get in my car.
Get up to my hotel room.
I'm going to stick my key in your ignition.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, give me, where is that? Oh, what's that thing? He's drinking gin and juice or something and he's drunk. Bouncing. I got you. Your hands are running through my fro. You're bouncing 20 foes. I don't know what that means. hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama's rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing. I mean, sipping on Coke and rum.
Well, the only thing – that doesn't sound – none of that sounds that bad. It's just that it's R. Kelly singing.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Why don't sing a song about going camping
or something? Yes, I know.
Like, stop with the songs about trying to get girls in your car and in your hotel room.
No.
Really?
Sing about the National Science Museum or something, R. Kelly. Like, you shouldn't be singing about that. Getting drunk and who cares? I'm going to put you in my car, bouncing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So gross.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, but still not as gross as that Travis whatever music
right.
that I was subjected to.
Right. Oh, and then I was listening to – okay, so then – Katy Perry. We all like Katy Perry.
Yeah, sure do.
Haven't heard Katy Perry since she was like 7 years old, Natalia.
Right.
Now that I'm listening to Katy Perry and she's talking about hold on. Let me tell you what she's singing about.
Doesn't she spend most of her time talking about Taylor Swift?
No, she does.
Aren't they in a feud?
Oh. Damn, you know more than I do.
I'm pretty hip with it.
But no, okay. This is stuff that like she's listing things off that you and I probably have done many times in our life. Like, there's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head.
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
Right?
There's a stranger in my bed.
Yeah, we danced on tabletops.
Yeah.
And we took too many shots. Yes.
Yeah.
Check.
Yes.
Think we kissed and then forgot.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
These are things that I've done many times.
Yeah.
So she's singing about my, you know, like.
Are you?
Singing about, yeah, Natalia's
good
mommy's
times.
Past. I think we had a menage a trois, but I forgot. Danced on tabletops, had too many shots. There's a stranger. Is it hickey or a bruise? Yeah, I know. There's a lot of times where I couldn't figure out if that was a hickey or a bruise.
I know. Well, listen, I used to think that having blackouts was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, well, of course. I mean, when I first got help for my drinking, well, even before that, when people would say like, oh, when one of the questions, if you want to go to 12-step, is they ask you, have you ever suffered blackouts? And I was always like, well, obvi.
Yeah.
Like, it's alcohol. Like, that's what it causes.
Right.
And people would be like, really? I've never lost time from drinking. And I'm like, well, you're not doing it right. Got to drink a little more then, I think. Like.
Right.
That was so normal for me.
Yes,
I feel like
the
very
too.
First time I drank, I didn't remember anything. I didn't remember.
No. Oh, no. God, no. When I was a kid drinking, I drank too much and then I would not remember anything and I would feel like somebody hit me over the head with a hammer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, ugh.
I know I had alcohol poisoning a few times.
Yeah.
There was at least two or three times as a teenager, like living at home, that I think I should have been at the hospital.
Really?
One time I drank at a lake. I remember we would all get a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So – yeah, must have been pre-driver's license.
Wow.
Because I remember getting dropped off at a lake with a bunch of my friends.
This sounds like an ABC movie of the week.
Yeah, I was probably like 15.
Oh, my
LB's
God.
Age.
Oh, my God.
Got dropped off at a lake and somehow we stole from somebody's parents vodka and we poured it into like a giant, like a thermos.
Right.
With like a little bit. If you could see my hand right now, I'm showing Lynette like a shot's worth of vodka. I mean, of orange juice.
Right.
The rest was vodka with a little bit of orange juice. And then we all just passed it around and drank it. And then we swam out to a raft. Yeah.
Wow. At 15, drinking
well,
that.
I'm trying to think. Maybe I was 16, but I didn't have my license yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know we got a ride home. So I remember that the girl's mom, my friend Heidi, her mom picked us up. I don't remember anything about it except that I was like, she was having to pull over so I could puke. So I'm sure they told her I was like, had the stomach flu. But when I got home, I was shaking. I had chills. And I think it was the heat and alcohol. Oh, I think I had alcohol poisoning. Yeah. I was sick, like with a fever. And I don't know what I thought happened to me, but I probably should have
been treated.
Right? No, but I think that – but my mom just wouldn't ever acknowledge – I look back and I go, how come no one was like, oh, my God, you're drunk?
Right.
I never got called on it one time.
Like the mom that took you home didn't say anything, didn't go, what's going on with her back there? She's throwing up.
No.
You guys smell like vodka. Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's crazy. Me too. Like all of our friends, we would hang out at Pam the No-Getter's house and we would drink on the weekends. Or we would smoke pot. Like I was 9th grade or something. And the mom was there all the time and we would all just pile into Pam's room and sleep on the floor. And girls and guys, my boyfriend Brendan Zachary at the time, oh, I shouldn't have said his name, oh, whatever. He's my friend still on Facebook. We all slept over in her bedroom, and just never once was like, hey. And we were hungover the next day.
I was hungover every weekend.
We would just lay in her house, like, just destroyed.
Yeah.
And the mom never once said, oh, and we would sneak out. And there were times where she knew we were out. That's why we all went to her house, because her mom was like, not woke. She was sleeping. But no, nobody ever said anything. Nobody ever went, hey, these kids are drinking. How come, like, or they're smoking weed? And, you know, it smells and everything. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
And because I really honestly want to know if I'm, if I'm too, you know – because I don't think that I'm anti-drinking at all.
No,
like,
I don't think so.
That I know that I personally had a problem. Like, I literally – my parents didn't have a problem. They drank. But very much in moderation, really didn't see my parents drunk. Mm. But I am sensitive to, like, I don't know, the alcohol issue, if it's an issue. Okay, well, I'm giving you too much preamble. Here's the thing. So last night, LB – so we joke around a lot in my house about drugs and alcohol. I mean, LB and I have a running joke about her being drunk.
Right.
Like, and I'd say it at inappropriate times when it's like at funny times, like when she first wakes up in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, are you drunk? Like we have jokes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes, and we laugh really hard. Right. Like I'll be like, LB, you have been drinking. And then she'll be like, oh my God, mom, I wanted to tell you I'm so drunk right now or whatever. And then my little ones, the 12-year-olds, will make jokes about like they just did a whole bunch of cocaine.
Oh my God.
I know. But honestly,
funny. Yeah.
The thing is, it's inappropriate. And even last night, LB goes, mom, you are such a cunt. Or she'll whisper it to me. And obviously, I find it hilarious.
Right.
And then I was thinking, I'm like, oh my God, our family is not like other families. I can't imagine this flying at anyone else's house. And I said that last night. We were celebrating my birthday.
Right.
They were being so sweet. They gave me the sweetest cards. And we were just being so – our humor was so wrong.
Right.
And I'm going to get to what made me think in a minute. But then I was like, oh my God, I can't imagine other parents.
I know.
Like the amount of swearing we do to make each other laugh.
Right.
And LB goes, well, that's why other families are lame and we're fun or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. But then, LB says, okay, so now we're having a joke about White Claw in our house. Because it's like, so John was like, hates anything that becomes too trendy.
Yeah.
But he goes, I broke down and I bought some of this White Claw. He goes, I have to see what the kids are talking about.
Right.
Everybody's talking about this White Claw. I got to see if it's good.
Yeah.
So he bought some White Claw. So then we're sitting there and we're all just like talking. And then LB says, my friend so-and-so said that her mom let her drink a White Claw. That her aunt let her drink a White Claw. Now, these girls are the same age. Like, this girl's 15.
Right. Right.
And Lynette, I felt totally scandalized for a minute. I was like, what? And she said, she said her aunt let her do it. And I was like, okay, either. And I couldn't decide. I was like, am I really uptight. Like, I just don't think that's okay. And maybe just because I remember that I was – but then I was like, well, maybe I am too, like, uptight. And maybe, like, if you let your kids, like, have a – like – and then I said, really, like, a whole White Claw? Because it's there's a lot of alcohol
right,
in it. It's hard liquor.
Yes, yes.
It's not even like letting them have a beer.
Yeah, I know.
Right? It's like 8% alcohol, I think.
Yeah, probably.
It's like grain alcohol.
Right.
I think. I don't know. What if I just keep making it worse and worse? I'm like, there's Coke in there. Like, that's like a meth cocktail.
It's PCP.
Right there. This is like a ketamine drink. It's just liquid ketamine. Why would you do that? Yes. But anyway, I couldn't decide.
That's wrong.
So then I was sitting there and I'm looking at John and I felt completely crazy for a minute. So I was like, well, I don't know. Do you want a sip of dad's White Claw? I don't care. Have a sip. Try it if you want. Like, I don't, because all of a sudden in my brain, I was like, am I being so uptight about alcohol that they're going to feel like, oh, they've got a sneak. I was like, well, let me try to be cool mom for a second. And I was like, I mean, I'm not letting you, you're not having a White Claw.
Right.
You're 15. Right. But like you, I don't want it to be something that's so, that mom comes off as like so like never a sip of alcohol. So I was like, I don't know. You want to taste it too? Like your friend? Mm-hmm. Oh, then I said, well, did she let her have the whole thing? And I think Elby felt better of like, having told me that. So she was like, well, I don't know if it was the whole thing. Like maybe it was just a few sips or something. And I was like, well, you want a sip of daddy's White Claw? And then John's like, well, my name is Paul and that's between y'all. And I was like, don't put this on me. Like if you think it's okay. I heard myself in my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I need to process this with Lynette tomorrow. So I just I was like, whatever. I don't know.
No.
I mean, I have a problem. It doesn't mean you have a problem. Like,
yes.
All of a sudden, I'm apologizing. I'm like, have a six pack. Take it in the room. I don't care. I'm cool.
No.
I'm not a normal mom. I'm a cool mom. No, I'm a have an alcohol problem. Not you. You're fine. No, I don't know. What do you think?
No, I'm with you. I would have been like, what? A whole, but now then I would think like, did she have a, if it's one thing, if the aunt said, do you want to take a sip? And maybe the girl was lying and said, I drank the whole thing.
Very possibly.
Or maybe just got lost in translation.
But are people letting their 15-year-olds drink at home?
No, not that I know. No, no way.
That shit should be done sneaky style.
Right. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
No, no, you're not overreacting at all. No, no. But
like, I mean, in my defense, I didn't really like I'm exaggerating my reaction.
Yeah,
but I did do that. I did go like, well, if it was the craziness was a little bit happening in my head.
Right.
But I did say I was like, well, if you want a sip of what? And Elby goes, no, I don't, Mom. I really don't.
Right.
And I was like, OK, but if you do, go ahead. Have a sip of that. I don't care.
Yeah.
No, she's like, no, Mom, I don't want to try it. I don't. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. She was just telling you. But
and then I smacked her, which in retrospect, I could have been an overreaction.
Right.
I didn't smack her.
But listen, like when I was her age, my dad would pour a glass of beer and have that with dinner. Or my parents were so stiff. They didn't drink. They didn't do anything. But they would have maybe wine. My dad would have a glass of beer and he would say, you want a sip? Take a sip, you know, or same with wine. But that's it. Like that was it. But I do remember my friend who lived down the street, Wendy, her mother was a single mom and she was raising these three kids. She was working full time. I mean, she had her hands full and she did smoke. And then I was thinking about this because of what we talked about with Natalia trying to sneak. And so, I remember she found out like, Wendy's older sister like took a cigarette or something and she made her smoke the whole pack.
Oh, that old school.
Old school. Yeah. Like that's hardcore. Like, geez. Oh, you like to smoke, huh? Smoke them. You got them. Smoke them up, you know, and made her like keep going until she was like sick. Yes. Yeah.
Did it work?
I don't know.
No, she's like a two pack a day
now. Yeah. I think she died of cancer.
Oh, geez.
My friend Wendy did. Yeah. Well, she was a smoker.
Oh, man.
Up. Yeah, she was smoking
that didn't work.
Her whole life. Yeah. And her sister. They were both smokers. Mm-hmm.
Aww.
My other friend, not Jennifer, but another friend I went to high school with, she passed away because she was smoking her whole entire life because her mom was the cool mom, and her mom would like have them over and she would play guitar and sing like songs, like, you know, I don't know, hippie songs, and let them have their beer with her, and they'd sing along and they'd smoke weed, and she was like 16, you know?
Yes, see?
And her sister, they both, right. Yeah,
that's not cool.
It's not cool. No, and we even knew it as kids. I remember going, I am not going to be the cool friend mom. Hell no. Like, I can't believe she lets us do this. But okay, good for us. But remember thinking like, I'm not going to be that kind of mom. That's horrible. Because look at what happened. She became addicted to cigarettes. She was smoking weed like it was going out of style. And she got ovarian cancer when she was in high school with us. She had surgery to have it removed.
Oh, my God.
And then she got it again like 10 years later and died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to bring this show down.
Well, this was a great show. Guys.
Happy 4th. Try some Breyers ice cream.
So what you're saying is it's okay that I wasn't into
right. Of course.
Giving all my kids a White Claw to celebrate my birthday.
No. Could you imagine you of all people giving all your kids a White Claw?
Well, I was just a little – because sometimes I think that I'm it's not that I'm sheltering. That's why I told you the thing about how we're like throwing the C word around.
Right.
Like, it's like I'm not sheltering them in any, but at the same time,
well, you're being
I am a little bit like, I don't like that. Yeah.
That's what moms are supposed to do.
I accidentally showed the kids a movie that was too dirty called The Wrong Missy.
Mm.
If anyone's seen that movie with David Spade. And, I mean, I felt like a bad mom. I was but because my kids get really uncomfortable with like sexual, really. I mean, there's a whole scene where this girl is like jacking David Spade off on an airplane. And it's graphic in that she's under the blanket, like, you know, and they're talking about it. And she's like giving you the up and, you know, my kids were like, oh, like, no, thank you.
Right.
Like, they know what that is, and they don't want to hear about it. We had to turn the movie off.
Right.
Because I'm, like, you know, a part-time good mom. Like, yes, I do some real bad mom shit, and then I go, whoa, that's, hey.
That's going too far. Get back to that White Claw. Turn the TV off.
But, it's like, I don't know, because we're heading into this period of parenting, which I haven't navigated yet.
Right.
I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, I get a little, like, is that what other parents are doing?
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean?
She was an aunt anyway, but.
True.
So, but no, I don't know any parents that are doing that. No.
I think it once started a whole big thing on the board about whether, like, it's okay to give your kid a drink if they're at home with you. And, like, I'm not getting into that or judging anyone's parenting. I was just wondering if my attitude, like, I try to have an open, I mean, John drinks.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't drink much.
Right.
You know? But for instance, I was watching Real Housewives. Are you up on the Real Housewives?
No, I've been watching too much 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, so there's a new episode of New York.
Yeah.
And Leah, as you know, is like, okay, so I get super triggered by watching the new housewife, Leah, because she's an alcoholic.
Right.
She's admitted it. I mean, she was sober for like 9 years.
Yeah.
And then right before she came on the show, she started drinking again.
Right.
And then when she – I know we've talked about this, but when she stopped drinking – so she said, I started drinking again right when they were like in pre-production for the show. So much she got herself in trouble so quickly that then she quit again. And then started drinking on the show. She started drinking after 9 years. Then she immediately did something. I don't know. This is according to her.
Right.
Then she was like, I had to quit again. But then when she was on the show, she started drinking again. And now apparently she showed a 90-day sober chip on Instagram.
Oh.
So apparently she's sober again. But the point is, like, to me, when I watch that, I go, okay, so here's a woman who has struggled with alcohol enough that in her most of her 20s, she found it necessary to be sober.
Right.
No, I mean, no.
Right, right.
Her late 20s through her 30s.
Yeah.
So here's somebody who she was sent to rehab as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
She was so out of control, apparently, with drugs and alcohol that her parents put her in rehab.
Right.
Okay. Then she continues drinking after that.
Right.
Through her 20s. Right. Then obviously in her very late 20s. Like, feels it necessary to get sober.
Right.
Sober through her 30s. Now she's got a 12-year-old child. Okay, so now I'm watching her drink on TV, and I can't help but think, like, honestly, like, there but for the grace of God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I was drinking again, then my kids would be seeing – like, I just think it seems like it would be very scary for your kids to see you, like, falling down drunk, especially if you're a single mom.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people have trauma in their in their background from, you know – I mean, it's like, look at – you've had to deal with your mom and mental illness.
Right.
And I think that, like, seeing somebody out of control where you would feel like you have to be the parent.
Right.
Like, where you
– Right.
So there was a scene in the latest New York Housewives, and this might have been in my mind when we were having the White Claw conversation, just of drinking, what kids know, what they see.
Right.
I don't know any, like, alcoholic moms in my personal circle.
Right.
But I just think it would be scary for a kid to see their parent constantly out of control.
Yes.
Getting so drunk that they're slurry and falling down. And so – because in the last episode of Real Housewives, Leah was at a party and just so drunk. And for a second at the beginning of the scene, I thought her daughter was there. And I immediately – like my chest, I was like, oh, my God, her 12-year-old daughter is witnessing this because her daughter's 12.
Oh, my God.
And I've got 12-year-olds. Yeah. And I was imagining my 12-year-olds seeing me just like at a party falling down drunk. Like how A, embarrassing, B, scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's my mom and she's totally out of reality.
Right. Yes.
And then I was just like glad that I don't do that, and I want my kids to understand.
Yeah,
like I'm not doing them a favor. Like, thank God I got sober because I think my drinking could have progressed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I quit drinking at 42
mm-hmm.
before when my kids were really young.
Right, right.
They've never seen me drunk, drunk.
Right.
But like, if you're, I don't know. I just want my kids to have a healthy attitude.
Yeah.
I know that they will because they don't have.
Right.
They're not seeing that. They're not seeing anybody with a really unhealthy relationship with alcohol.
Right. Right.
But I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know what the line is. Like if I'm too over.
No, I know how you can probably think that, but it's no, of course. I mean, it's logical sense. You just don't do that. Well, no, yeah, when you got a 12-year-old or any kid, but like I always think about like any of those moms that are on Housewives that get drunk like that. Like I was watching like OC episodes on the plane when I was coming back from Florida, and it just because there was nothing else to watch, and there was like Kelly was. They said that she was doing cocaine in the bathroom. Then they said she was and she's sitting there reading the comments. Oh, she's her daughter is reading the comments she's daughter's getting on Instagram to her mom. Your mother's a loser, a coke whore, a this, a that. And she's just sitting there like, oh, my God, these people like, oh, my God, these people like that. That's why are they talking about it then? Why do they have any reason to talk? They're talking about it because that's what you did or that's what you do or whatever.
Right.
You know, and then like she's talking about how she pulled a train and stuff like
that. Right,
like how damaging is that to her poor daughter? And at the school, you can imagine like at the OC school.
I know these people have young kids.
Yeah, I don't get it. I always think about that kind of stuff. You know, maybe why Lisa Rinna's daughter's got an eating disorder. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe she witnessed it from her mom. So I know. No, you're not overreacting at all or over whatever or thinking it. Or no, it's just common sense. You just don't do that. And if you are doing it, you got to get help.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to be that kind of role model to your kids, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's just a matter of like knowing like what you and I were up to as kids, like regardless of whether I turned out to have a drinking problem. Lots of people were doing what we did and are not alcoholics. But I just mean kids are going to experiment.
Yeah.
Like, what's the, you don't want to totally shut down any conversation about it.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be the mom that's like, we don't ever, like, right. That's just wrong.
We say the C word, but let's not talk about a white cloth.
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be like, oh my God, you can't ever have a sip of alcohol in front of me because I can't handle alcohol.
Right.
But at the same time, hey, not necessarily appropriate for your 15-year-old to
That's
starting to drink.
That's what parenting is.
Yeah, I guess it's just you just have to go with you know, your gut. Speaking of your gut, here's something that's delicious for your guts.
Mm.
Breyers Carb Smart Sweet Treats.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Got a freezer full of them.
Yes. That almonds chocolate is delicious.
I know. I posted about it because I love it so much.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite flavor.
Right. I know. It's delicious. We had the vanilla for a while and the mint chocolate. But and the caramel swirl is like one of my favorites.
You gotta get to the grocery store early though, because they run out.
They do.
Because people are hip to these.
I know. Just keep it on the down low.
Guys, you didn't hear it from us. Yeah. But go to the store right now and get some Breyers.
Breyers Carb Smart is available in tubs and bars with yummy flavors, like we just mentioned. There's a peanut butter flavor too.
Love it. I've had it. It's delicious.
I have to try that one. Each with 150 calories or less, 3 to 5 grams.
Yeah, have three of them.
Yeah, that's right. 3 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. So here's a special offer for our listeners. Breyers Carb Smart. To satisfy your next sweet tooth craving, go to Breyers.com/FCOL to get a special $2 off coupon. Yep, $2 off to enjoy these delicious Breyers Carb Smart frozen treats. The perfect companion to your low-carb lifestyle. That's Breyers.com/FCOL to print out your $2 off coupon. And they're available everywhere. Walmart, Target, Amazon Fresh.
Also, did you know that right now GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies?
What?
Yeah, that's 15% on top of the money GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote? As nice as that sounds, it's probably not going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to GEICO. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
Oh, my God. So did you have something? I feel like when we first sat down, you were going to tell me something about Natalia.
Not really.
Okay, so hot dog party.
Hot dog party.
And then what?
And that was about it. And then it was clean up the mess. Yeah. Natalia with her water slide invention. And that was it. I mean, that was all pretty much. I went out to that Malibu Cafe on Thursday Thursday before the 4th of July weekend. With Suzanne and Melissa. It was both of their birthdays. Yeah. So we went there and it was pretty much empty, but it was beautiful. There was barely anybody there. We sat, they have tables that you can sit at, and they said to bring a blanket, but we're chicks. We're not sitting on the grass. So we had lunch there. Everything was, they take your temperature, they wear them, everything is, you don't have to touch anything. And it was really nice. We had a good time. Then, I had to have every Wednesday we have our Corolla drinks meeting. So we moved it to Thursday for the weekend to also celebrate Jen, who works with us, her birthday. So we had this plan for weeks that we would go and to Laurel Tavern, which from what I understand, they opened up the parking lot. And they put lights up and they have social distancing. You don't go inside. There's no going inside the bar.
Okay.
And you sit outside. And Patrick, who lives right by there, he said that he's driven by and it looks cool and that we should go there and have our meeting there.
Okay.
So I told that to Suzanne and Melissa. I have to go to my meeting. Do you guys want to come? I didn't think they were going to say yes. And they're like, yeah. We took Thursday afternoon off. Let's go. We have, the kids are taken care of. Let's go check it out. It's on the way home. And I was like, okay, are you sure though? Because I'm going to be meeting with, five people that I see every Wednesday, but you guys, I don't know. And they were like, yeah, we'll check it out. It'll be fine. So we go, and of course, like, they get, we get, nobody's there yet, just us three. So I get a table in the back. We sit down, and then everybody shows up. Now it's Patrick, his wife, and the baby.
Oh, boy.
Patrick's two friends showed up to meet him there.
Uh-huh.
And then now it's like 6 o'clock, so it's getting crowded, or there's more mm-hmm. people coming through the door or outside. And Suzanne and Melissa are just sitting there going, oh, my God. And I could feel it. I go, you guys are okay? You're doing okay? And Melissa was fine, but Suzanne was like, I don't know. We're going to go soon. And I was like, yeah, I understand. But I was just, I felt uncomfortable. But I knew, like I said, are you sure you guys want to go to another bar
right.
to sit down at a table with people that, you know, you haven't. So I had a feeling that was going to happen. And exactly what happened was, you know, it was uncomfortable and they finished their drinks and they left. But, yeah, I mean, it just was just comical. But it was fun. It was a fun afternoon. It was nice to get out and see your friends. I haven't seen Suzanne in months. Months.
Just having any normalcy always feels good.
I know. It was really nice. I mean, we sat there at that Malibu place for like 3 hours. It was really nice. But, yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. my kids have been having their normalcy. Mm-hmm. Is that, Sadie and Xander each have like one friend who they regularly can socialize with.
Right.
Like one other parent that's like cool with their kid. So Sadie had her friend sleep over. And then Elby's friends, they've all taken up skateboarding, which I can talk more about on Friday. It's really cute. They've all really suddenly gotten into it. I have to tell you a funny thing I'm going to tell you on Friday because I'll talk more about that. But it's really kind of cute. So remember a couple shows ago, I was all excited that Sadie and Xander had neighborhood friends?
Yes.
Well, that went away, totally.
Aww,
they've not heard from those people in weeks. In fact, I ran into those kids with their dad like a week ago. And I was like, hey, what happened to you guys? Like, you know, I thought you guys were all going to be playing all the time. And they're like, yeah, we've texted each other, but we're really busy. We're doing like, I don't know what they're doing, some freaking Zoom camp.
Oh.
I don't know.
They had to go to camp.
I don't get it. But I'm like, they're like, yeah, we've been pretty busy. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, God.
Okay. Meanwhile, though, Elby has been having like the time of her life. Like, it's Elby's living it up old school. The neighborhood kid and then a couple other parents are literally dropping their kids off like in front of our house.
Oh.
And then they're all going skateboarding and they're all like hanging out in the neighborhood.
That's cool. That's very good.
With their little short shorts and they're like, they're all cute. These little cute 15-year-old girls.
Right. Skateboarding.
Skateboarding around the hood.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute.
Yeah. That is cute. Sonny's been doing a lot of that. He has a penny board or skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's been going, he's been doing that instead of walking around the neighborhood. But he's been doing it. Well, yeah. And Natalia has been riding her bike while he skateboards. At least they get out and I don't have to take her for a drive. You know, it's nice just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Just, you guys go. Your kids go play in the street.
Yeah. Yes, totally.
Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, fun. This was a fun kind of therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
Let's thank our sponsors.
Thank our sponsors. Geico.com, TommyJohn.com/FCOL, Purple.com/FCOL, and Breyers.com/FCOL.
Yeah, and we have a new business shout out this week.
Guess who's
doing a shout out? Robin.
Oh, Robin.
Robin
got,
Wazinski.
Robin?
She's congratulating her sister Tracy. This is going to be a new thing that people can do. Robin wanted to congratulate her sister Tracy, who just became a court-appointed special advocate.
Ooh.
Or a CASA.
Oh.
Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I'm going to read you what it is.
Yeah.
CASA of Los Angeles mobilizes community volunteers to advocate for children who have experienced abuse and neglect. And their vision is that every child in the child welfare system has an advocate.
Mm.
Isn't that
so
great? What a great program.
It is a great program.
And it's not just in L.A. So Robin is shouting out Tracy, who became one You have to go through a program.
That's awesome, yeah. Tracy.
And Tracy, who's like, I've met her. She's awesome.
Good, that's
she's
great.
Really smart and like worldly and like wanting to help people. And Tracy wants people to get involved in this. So check out their website at casala.org to find out more about the program and think about like making a donation or even becoming a CASA volunteer yourself. You know, and it's a national program.
Yeah, I read about them.
Yeah.
I was going to try and do this, be a CASA when I was
younger. I know people who have done it. They say it's very rewarding. So if you're not in LA, just Google CASA Advocate to find your local program. And if you make a donation, dedicate it to Tracy Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E.
Oh, that's so nice. Congratulations.
I know.
That's great.
Thanks, Robin. And then we've got Kathy Friend, who is my friend and your friend. And she could be everybody's friend.
Yeah,
all you have to do is email her.
Right.
Make Kathy your friend, Kathy with a K. Kathy Friend at KathyFriend.com. She's a stylist and she will help you tap into your true beauty through your style. And she's got ebooks. She can give you a private, a one-on-one session and help you just feel better about yourself.
That.
Do it for yourself. Self-care.
Yes. Especially now's the time.
Yes.
You ain't doing nothing else.
Absolutely. And then a lot of these are like just bunch of fucking do-gooders, man.
I know.
Michaela Brennan pays to bring attention to the LGBT Bar Association and Foundation and their fight against the LGBTQ panic defense, which is just a horrible defense strategy for somebody that commits a hate crime and then says they were scared because the person was gay, which is just so freaking backwards and horrible.
It is.
So the LGBTBar.org is fighting against this.
It's a good cause.
Yeah. And then let's lighten it up with Letty Molina.
Yeah, she just wants to give some CBD to your dogs.
And she's like, I want it to taste good. I made it bacon flavor.
I know. That was so nice of her.
I know. If you're looking for that, go to HempWorks, WORX.com/L Molina. And then, as always, we got Sarah Dean hosting the Shameless Mom Academy podcast. She's also doing my writing workshop.
Oh, she is.
Gotta shout these people out.
That's nice.
And you can check out her podcast, Shameless Mom, at shamelessmom.com.
Nice.
Also, you know what? Elizabeth L. Sasser, sorry, remember her? This is so cute. So she's the one who's doing the shout out for her son, Zachary.
Right.
And his band Affectionately. And by the way, somebody posted the link in our Facebook group and I played it. And LB, Elizabeth, you should know this. LB was like, what is this? I like this song.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, it's a friend's son's band.
Yes. There we go.
Don't
gotta
you
support
know?
These people.
Yes. And we were so you can find that on Spotify, iTunes, or Bandcamp. That's Zachary L. Sasser's band, Affectionately. Check that out. And I'll just do one more. Hold on, just one more. Jennifer Moncada is with Preppy Prodigy, personalized school and office supplies. They've got the pencils, stickers, address labels, anything you want personalized. Jennifer Moncada's Preppy Prodigy can do it for you. So find them at preppyprodigy.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. Let's talk about Geico.
Yeah. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and fresh fruit compote? Yeah, as nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Nice.